This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, my dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is your brother Sajid Umar, and subhanAllah, it feels like just last month that I was speaking to you all during our daily or nightly Ramadan reminders. And in a few days' time, literally, especially given how fast the days are going by, a new Ramadan will dawn upon us. May Allah accept our last Ramadan. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us life to meet the upcoming Ramadan. Ameen. And may Allah grant us health and strength and inspiration to make this Ramadan even better than last Ramadan. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, imagine a special celebrity guest, someone who you really, really love, and they're coming to your city finally. You've always wanted to meet them. And finally, they are coming and everyone is told that the guest will stay at the home that it arrives at, and this guest will come bearing unimaginable gifts. What will happen? On the day of the arrival of this guest, everyone will be sat by their windows, praying, hoping that this guest drives on their street, and then this guest stops at their door and chooses their home as his abode. Well, Ramadan is coming and Ramadan is our guest. It comes every year without fail, and it meets everyone who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to be alive upon its renewed arrival. And it excitedly comes to us. And this guest is different than the other guest that I just told you about, because Ramadan is a guest that doesn't pick and choose. It's not going to make anyone sad. The other guest I told you about will stop at a particular door. It might be your neighbor's door, and you know, him stopping there will make you sad, because you would wish that he stopped at your door. And those gifts would be your gifts. And Ramadan does not separate between anyone. It comes knocking all our doors at the same time, bearing the same gifts. The gift of fasting, the gift of Taraweeh, the gift of Laylatul Qadr, the gift of Sadaqatul Fitr, the gift of I'tikaf, the gift of freedom from the hellfire, the gift of the doors of Jannah being opened wide and the doors of Jahannam being shut, the gifts of the dangerous shayateen being chained to assist us in our pursuit of happiness. And when I say happiness, I mean true happiness, because that entails entry into Jannah and being saved from the hellfire. May Allah grant us al-firdaws. Ameen. This is the reality of this guest that's going to come. Brothers and sisters in Islam, my dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, what do we do when a guest arrives at our home who we love? We prepare the home. We make sure the guest room is ready. The painting is in order. The smell of the room is in order. The bedding is in order. The utilities and the amenities that we would love our guests to enjoy, all these things are in order. We make sure we arrange our timetable so that we're not always at work whilst our guest is stuck at home. We make a plan. Where can we take our guest? What recreation can we do with them? What can we do to make their stay memorable? That's what we would do. And I put this across to you all with regards to Ramadan that's just coming now. The arrival of the guest that just left us last year. The guest that left us last year with so many gifts and left us with a message that, please, when I come to you next year, make sure I see you in a better way than when I saw you when I arrived. What should we do for this guest? No doubt we need to prepare. We need to prepare the guest room for Ramadan. We need to prepare the meals for Ramadan. We need to prepare the timetable for Ramadan, so that Ramadan doesn't just exist in our home as a guest just waiting to leave, but rather a guest that lives in our home, longing to come back after it leaves. What am I saying by this, brothers and sisters in Islam? We need to put ourselves into great preparation. Don't be shocked when Ramadan arrives, when you open the door and the home is not ready, you not ready, the guest room isn't ready, nothing is ready, and you are shocked, and it makes Ramadan feel sad, makes Ramadan feel different, that subhanallah, I thought I was loved here, but here I see a people who are not even anticipating me. Anticipate Ramadan, brothers and sisters in Islam. Start preparing your timetables. What do you want to achieve this Ramadan in terms of your worship? How are you going to achieve it? How are you going to change your physical timetable in terms of the work that you do and the other activities that you have to ensure that you have real time for the special month that is coming with its special gifts? Prepare yourself to receive these gifts, to respect Ramadan, and in the process respect Allah, because wallahi, these are gifts. These are gifts. And the worst thing you can do is disrespect someone who gifts you something by wasting that gift. Start planning now on how you're going to honor Ramadan, and in the process, subhanallah, love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being ready to take these gifts and utilize them in the best way that shows the greatest respect to the one who gifted you. I leave you with this introductory message. There will be more messages this Sha'ban. And then in Ramadan, with Allah's permission, I promise to be with you all for our Ramadan reminders again, insha'Allah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Until then, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.